Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hey, welcome everyone. This is Chris Miles here, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Welcome you out today to our show, and definitely so excited to be able to help you guys just get over that holiday hangover. You know, isn't it such a great time of year, isn't it? Hey, we'll get into that in just a minute. As a reminder, of course, visit us at www.moneyripples.com. Check us out. Check out the events we've got coming up, blogs, podcasts, you name it. We've got lots of great stuff for you. And also, hey, don't forget to check out some of our free stuff that we've got for you too. So let's talk about the holiday hangover here, because I want to give you some really fast, rapid-fire tips. I can go on for a long, long time on each of these tips, but I want to just give you some solutions, because I know a lot of you guys have these goals you've had. You want to be able to make 2015 great. The problem is that as you have this new year coming up, you think, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm just going to make it happen. And then you get a few weeks in, and that passion might still be there, but eventually it starts fading away. And so I want to get you some really good things to hit you, really get the ground running here, right? I really wanted to get you guys going fast. So here's some ways to save, and I'm going to give you about 14 different ways to save in the next few minutes. So like I said, it's going to be rapid fire, because I want to give you guys plenty of time to take what's worthwhile and implement on this. Now, of course, you hear me say all the time, cash flow creates freedom. Why is that? Because when you have more cash flow, it creates more options. And then when you have more options and more choices to make, that's when you feel free, right? Not when you feel like you're stuck in a rut, like you have only one choice and that's it. If it doesn't work, your life's over. And you always have choices. You always have options. You're always you can always be the hero, not the victim in your life if you choose to be. And so here's some ways to save that I think really work well. You know, one is you can actually sell some assets. You know, sell some stuff. You know, get rid of some things. Did you get some things over the holidays? You said, okay, we've got some duplicate stuff. We got some things that maybe are old that now we've replaced with new things. Can we turn that over and get rid of the junk so we can, you know, move it and create more space for it? Whatever it is, but, you know, sell the things you're not going to use. My mantra is, if you're not going to use it, lose it. Find a way to sell it, get rid of it, do whatever it might be. You could also donate it. You know, donating is another way to do it. You're not necessarily getting money or cash from it, but what you are getting is that you're able to get a tax write-off. And for those of you in the U.S., you know, you can get about a $500 write-off without having to claim any or be able to itemize those things. Once you get over $500, you need to start itemizing your items. But hey, worst case scenario, at least donate it if you don't just sell it or give it away. The third one is you can increase tax exemptions, especially for those of you that work a job. If you're getting a tax return every single year, you need to stop. If this is going to be another year in a row that you're getting a return, you know, for example, if you get a $3,000 tax return, you overpaid on average $250 a month. Well, let's get that cash back. Let's put that to use right now. Let's make sure that if you've got credit cards and things like that, that could be a better return. Let's use that to pay it off or something like that. But really using those things to be able to free up some more cash right now. And heck, it might even just give you a little extra peace of mind and a little extra savings in the bank, just that extra cash flow you need to be able to have more choices, more options, and therefore more freedom. You know, the next one, you know, is this is great. Oh, by the way, if you're a business owner, you might not increase tax exemptions, but look for great ways to write off taxes. I've done other episodes and I've done other things online, like on YouTube, that you can check out about ways you can free up some tax money. Now, of course, if you're going to do that, make sure you check with your accountant, as always, right? Number four, part-time business. You know, for maybe some of you, maybe you're working a job. Making a part-time business on the side would be great. Not only will it give you great tax advantages and some better advantages there, it might be that little extra cash that you need. And it doesn't have to be complex. you know, I've got neighbors like I don't want to say little kids, they've grown up more, but kids that are pretty much in the adolescent to early teenage stage, they go take garbage cans to the curbs and make a few dollars a month from each of us. And they make decent money doing it. In fact, I think they make more money than some adults I know that struggle trying to make money in business. And so find ways to make that happen. Find ways to provide value for people, provide a service, some sort of answers to it or a solution to a problem. Bring that to the table. You know, a part-time job is always an option. You know, I'm not saying it's the best option, but it is an option. You know, one thing I'll tell you is as I started in business about a decade ago, you know, especially when I was a few years in, I really realized that when I had a job, even if it's just part-time, getting that steady paycheck actually allowed me to make more money in my business. And so when you're having a hard time controlling that scarcity and be able to make more money in business, sometimes the best thing you can do is get a part-time job to be able to make a little extra money to then feel your passion, to be able to go and be able to make it real and be able to actually accelerate your progress versus getting stuck in a rut. Number six, I know I'm going through these fast, is ask for a raise. Now, here's cool. I've said this to a few people over the years. I tell people that if I were to go back to corporate America again, I would actually go and ask the manager, hey, what would it take to merit me a raise? You know, what could I do to create value for you or the company that would merit me a raise or a promotion? And this actually works even if you're a contractor. I mean, if you're working for other people, you might even ask people, hey, what would it take for you to want to pay more for my services? And just listen. And so last month, I actually had a client do this. And this is 2 months ago. Take it back. 2 months ago, they did this. And they were telling me that there's a possibility that they could get a promotion. They knew that there's a lot of people who were told that they could make several thousand a month more if they did. And I said this very same thing. I said, hey, go ask them. What can you do to get, you know, what I do to get me a raise or that promotion? So they did. And they said, you know what, if you sell this kind of product and do these few things, we'll give it to you. And so he did. And I said, you know what, the next 3 to 4 weeks, you just go hard. It might mean some late nights. It might mean that you have to really, really get after it. But you know what, don't even do any more of my homework that I've given you. You just go and do this. So he did. Next month I talked to him. They said, guess what, we got the promotion. And they kind of chuckled. They said, you know what? The manager, you know, one of the managers that hired me, he said the reason I got it because I was the only one that asked what it would take to get the promotion. He said that right after that point, they had their target set on me, and that gave me a lot of that consideration. That event, now that when I deliver the results, I got it. And so ask for a raise. Don't be entitled. Don't think you deserve a raise. Ask what it would take that people would say, I have no choice but to give you a raise because you're doing so well for us. You're creating so much value that we got to keep paying you more. That it might take some patience. It may not be in 3 or 4 weeks, but it can happen. Number seven, stop retirement contributions. You know, if you find yourself in a place where you've charged up credit cards and you need to start catching up, or maybe you got some loans that if you paid off would really make a big difference, stop putting money into retirement accounts that you may never touch for decades, let alone at least years, right? Use something that's going to create some today and then start saving up later. Trust me, compound interest can wait a few months. and who knows, you might actually get lucky in with the timing of the markets. So consider stopping retirement contributions. Number eight, pay extra to only one loan at a time. So if you've got some of this extra cash you've freed up, start paying it to one loan at a time, not multiple. Don't spread it out among different loans trying to pay extra. Pay all the extra to one loan. Once that's paid down, roll that to the next. I know this is not a new concept, but you'll see in just a minute why or how it's going to be a little bit different here. Another thing you do is you can call your lender to reduce their rates. You know, can you call up your credit card companies? Can you call up and your bank and ask them, hey, can we refinance or even get a better rate on our auto loan or student loans? You know, what can we do there? What can we do to get better rates on our credit cards? Just ask. And by credit card companies, they have promotions each and every month. They usually just see a computer screen that will tell them whether you can qualify or not month to month. If it doesn't work a month, don't get discouraged. Try again the next month. Check it out. So, you know, call them. It doesn't ever hurt to ask. Just try it. If they say no, no problem. Just say, great, just want to try. And heck, if you even want to try, you might even just say, hey, is there anybody else that can override that, you know, or build that promotion? If it's a credit card, they usually like you to have on-time payments for 12 months. If you've done that, you can easily probably get some. I said easily probably. There's a high probability. There we go. There's a high probability they probably have something available for you that could be a better option. Could be a balance transfer. Could be all kinds of things. So look at that. You can negotiate on bills. Maybe you have some medical collections or expenses you've had for a while. Maybe you've got some things that have on judgments or collections that you just need to pay off. You know, look at ways to negotiate those and be able to pay them off at a fraction of the cost. I remember during my roughest times, I had to turn in my Mercedes, and I remember they auctioned it for $30,000 less than what I actually owed. And so they, of course, said, hey, well, we want to make out a deal. Can we do this? I said, hey, if I had $30,000, I wouldn't have had to turn the car in. And so it was in collections for, you know, a good couple years, I think it was, about 2 years. We finally were able to negotiate, got it down to about 20%, 25%. Granted, this is different for everybody. I'm not saying that I can guarantee you that, but that's what we were able to do is, you know, it was about $31,000, $32,000 after fees. And got it down to about $6,500, $7,000 almost is what we got down to. So it was great. It was able to do. So, you know, finally negotiate on those things. You know, I actually had one bill, interesting enough, wasn't late, but we were paying it over a long period of time. It was like a 5-year loan. It was for a vacuum that we had purchased. Or no, not a vacuum. It was a water heater. one of these things. I'm going to get it right. For one of those water softeners. And so anyways, after that time, they finally just said, you know, do you want to just pay this off? And I said, yeah, could you work out a deal? They said, sure. And I said, all right, well, how about we do it for, and I think I offered 40%, because I'm pretty, usually if something's been around for a while, they don't mind 40%. I said, how about 40% of what I get? And they said, done. I said, great, let's pay it. And I paid it off. So lots of great ways to be able to do that. Now, I do not recommend that if this is something that is tied to your credit and you have to go multiple months to be able to do this, I don't recommend that necessarily. So make sure you're getting good advice before you try to do something like that. I'm talking about things that are maybe on a time or things that have already been past due, right? Number 11, forbear or refinance your loans. There's a lot of things you're able to do. I was able to free up $1,817 a month right after I launched Money Ripples just to kind of get my expenses down. One of the ways I did that is I took some of my loans. I said, hey, can I have a pass for the next 2 months or even 6 or 12 months for those student loans? 2 months for the car loans and then up to 6 to 12 months for the student loans. I said, I just need a pass. Give me some time to be able to build up my income and my cash flow again. Can we do that? And they did. I had to go through some paperwork. They asked why, told them exactly why I was doing it and why it made sense. And after a little bit of time, they went with it. And so looking for ways to do that, many people don't realize that's even an option on the table. Again, it doesn't hurt to ask. Number 12, pay off loan with the highest balance to payment ratio. Now, this is what we're referring to with the loans. Do not just go with the highest interest rate or the one with the lowest balance. You want to go with the one that has really the highest balance to payment ratio, or meaning it's the lowest balance with the highest payment. So we want to know, okay, which one is going to give us the best ratio there? Because which one is going to give us the most cash flow, the biggest bang for our buck when we pay off? Those are the ones I focus on. So if you're going to pay the one loan, pay to the one that's going to make the biggest dent in your cash flow, not the interest rate. So go for that. Number 13, increase your deductibles on your insurance policy. You know, a lot of you have been doing open enrollment or whatever it might be for insurance. Look for ways to increase deductibles if it makes sense. Some of you might be using a lot of those insurance. So, you know, if you're using insurance this year quite a bit, you might want lower deductibles. But if not, if there's no real plan to use that insurance, you might go with the higher deductibles and then free up the cash flow to be able to put elsewhere. Again, this is always about how to accelerate, create more freedom, and be able to use that cash faster. And then the final one is to track your money weekly. I knew you guys knew I'd come up with this at some point, didn't you? And so you want to be able to track that money. You know, what can you do to really keep on top of that? Because whatever you ignore is going to leave you. So start tracking it monthly. Monthly and weekly, keep on top of it. Always be focused on what's going on there. So those are the 14 tips. So make sure you take advantage of that. Make sure you do what you can to really – and I'll tell you, it's so worthwhile and so great. So again, if you know, keep learning and actually just go and implement. Take just a few of these ideas, try them out, and watch what will happen. And you can start accelerating your progress and make that for a little bit easier as you kind of get your back on your feet again from the holidays. So anyways, everybody make it a prosperous week, and we will talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.